Jesus.
How many believes that today?
Thank you, blessed Lord God.
It's a good word, but if you don't believe it, it ain't going to do you a whole lot of good. But if you believe it, how happy we ought to be. Let me just back just a little bit. I feel like I'm closer. 1 Samuel 13, if you have your Bibles today. And while you're turning there, remember we got the services not this weekend, but the following weekend on Friday and Saturday, 7:30, 5:30. Brother Bradley will be here preaching for us. 14th on Sunday, we'll be back at home, but Brother Bradley will still be speaking. 1 Samuel 13. The 21st, Brother Alexander will be preaching for us. I'll be gone that service. We'll be in Indiana visiting Ellie's family. I'm hoping to be back by Wednesday. And if I'm not, Brother Alexander will be preaching that service as well. That one's kind of up in the air. We do have a special occasion today, if you didn't know. Brother Noah wants to get baptized today in the name of Jesus Christ. So I think that's wonderful. I praise the Lord for that. The Bible says, suffer little children to come and forbid them not. So I believe we ought to do that. Noah wants to do it, and we'll do it for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Rather than wanting to get baptized than do something else, you know, that's just, I think that's wonderful. First Samuel 13, we'll start at verse 4. And all Israel heard say that Saul had smitten a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also had an abomination with the Philistines, and the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward of from Beth-Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed. Now you see the situation we're wanting to talk about. Then the people did hide themselves in caves, and in thickets, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings, and he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash, therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. We're talking about the original returning. I'd like to speak today, waiting on the Lord by acting in faith.
Amen.
Make sure I say that one more time. Waiting on the Lord by acting in faith. Let's bow our heads together, each one. If you have a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord as we approach His Word, you got faith enough to raise your hand and say, God, you hear my heart. I believe I'll get it today. God bless each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place of gathering, Lord, where we could be anywhere else in the world right now, but you put something in our hearts to be in the house of God. And Lord, you promised where two or three would gather together that you'd be here amongst us, Lord. And we feel your Spirit already in this place. We pray that we'll give you the preeminence due your name. And that we'll forget about everything else in the world, forget about our neighbors, forgetting about husband, wife, daughter, children, Lord, and give you the preeminence, Lord, while we're in this place. We can lift up our hearts and lift up our voices and praise your name for all the wonderful things you've done. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. Lord, I commit myself, Lord, to just move me out of the way. Lord, your Spirit knows what the needs are of every person that's in here. Lord, I can't do anything to help that, but I know you can. And I know you commissioned me to speak your word. And I pray, Lord, that you'll take my lips and say exactly what needs said, that your word will go and destroy the strongholds of the enemy. And that we'll all open up our hearts and receive the word with everything that's within us. May we be just like David, a man after your heart. We love you, Lord, and appreciate you. And I ask you to fulfill every need in this place. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
waiting on the Lord by acting in faith. I'm going to take my time for a little bit here. I hope not to leave you too long. But you read here in the story of that we opened up on with Saul being king over Israel. And Saul always had a problem with being a people pleaser. If you read that many times, he did things because other people said things to him to do it. And that's where most Christians go wrong. And instead of listening to what God told them to do, they'll listen to what somebody else has to say about it. And they'll pick, and it can be another believer. It can be pastor, deacon, trustee. None of that is supposed to govern a Christian's life. A Christian is to be governed by Christ, because that will make him be like Christ when Christ lives through him. And Christ is the same as the Word of God. And here was Samuel, who had come, and Israel wanted a king. We know it wasn't God's perfect will. Their perfect will was to wait because the Messiah would come. They wanted a God with flesh on it. And they said, well, we want a king like all the other nations. And God was trying to tell them, just hold on. I'll be made flesh here after not too long. But they couldn't do it. They couldn't wait. So what happened? They set up a king. God chose the man, but it was, as we said, his permissive will. So there's no way this is going to work out just right. And you can guarantee, if you get God on the permissive will, it won't pan out the way you had planned it to.
Right.
It just won't. And it'll be so much different, you'll wish you just never had done anything and just waited for the Word of God to come. And here with Saul, we understand he's permissively the king, but God will work in the permissive will. And here he was. He was wiping out the enemy. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing. And then all of a sudden, they had a little bit of a shake-up. Or they got trapped. And there was Philistines everywhere. And we think we got it hard. You've had 300,000 people come after you to kill you. Thousands of cherished people as the saint of the sea surrounding you. And you know they're coming for one purpose, and that's to watch your head come off your body. You wonder why the people were trembling. They had a reason to. But the reason that they got stuck in this situation is because they left the Word of God, and it was never in Saul's heart in the first place. They were trembling. They were shaking. They were scared of the circumstance. Why? Because if you leave the Word of God, you can fake it all you want to. Deep down, you know you're in trouble, because you're going to have to fight this battle alone.
Right.
And Saul was already counting the numbers in his head. He didn't stand a chance against this army. And those that he did have were shaking in their boots, scared to death. It would be hard to be a commander of a bunch of soldiers that are scared. They don't even want to fight. They're hiding in rocks and thickets, and you're standing there going, well, the prophet told me he was coming, but he might be a few minutes late right now. And if you work on the realms of reasoning, Saul did what he should have done.
Yeah.
But that ain't the way God works. Waiting on God is the same as waiting on His Word.
Amen.
Right.
It's one and the same.
Yes.
The Word had already declared that Saul was king, but never made him a priest.
Right.
Never was he ordained to give offerings and sacrifices like a priest would. Yet, in his distress, Satan had allowed this. Now, God allowed it, but Satan was putting the pressure on. Because if he can get you to leave the Word, he's got you. That's all he wants you to do. You can do any other work you want to. They had church service.
Yes.
They gave an offering. They gave a sacrifice. And the devil was smiling the whole time, because he already knew he had them.
Right.
They left the Word of God. And there's no way God can bless what he's already cursed.
Amen.
And Saul, he had a good logical reason to give an offering, because in that condition, he said, well, I need God, and there's no prophet here to get me to God. There's no one here. There's no Levite to give the offering. And I see myself a sinner, and I need an offering to erase my guilt, so that way I can press on forward. Yet, Samuel set a date. And we know he showed up right when Saul gave up. And that's the way it always will work. The devil's not trying to get bonus points. We'll just put it that way. He just wants to beat you.
That's right.
And if he can hold you just to the moment where you would have had a breakthrough, but you gave up.
Yes. That's right.
It shows. What does it really expose? You never had faith in the first place. Because faith will endure.
Yes. Amen.
If Saul had, look, he was waiting on the Lord. We know that. He was waiting for Samuel, which at the time was the prophet of the Lord, which means he was the Word of the world. Word of God for that day was in the prophet Samuel. And Samuel told him a word that, wait for me, I'll be there, we'll give a sacrifice, and you'll be okay.
Right.
And Saul waited and waited, but it just seemed a little too late for Saul. He couldn't handle it. The pressure got to him. And this is where I see many Christians quit.
Right.
Or many sinners that never get to Christ, they quit because Satan brings on the pressure that you'll never actually get delivered.
Right.
You'll never actually be saved. You're just faking it anyways, and he'll trap you in with all his soldiers.
Yeah.
But if you'll just hold on,
yeah,
to God's word, that if you, yeah, seek him with your whole heart, you will find him.
Amen.
If you'll give your whole life, he will be there. He will not let you die. Though 1,000 die on the right hand and 10,000 on the left, it will not come nigh you.
Amen.
But you've got to stand the test. It's God's only way to prove whether you really got faith or not, is that you're going through something that will manifest faith.
Amen.
And Saul gets here, and you know, he gives up on the word of God. That's really what he did. It didn't look like it to the carnal believer. It looked like he was doing the will of God by giving an offering, but it wasn't according to the word. Thus, it was of the devil.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can do the same with church.
Yep.
You can do the same with paying your tithes and your devotions to God and all these things. If they're not rooted in the word of God,
yes,
and you're living hypocrisy, the devil don't care. Do it all day. Have all the service you want. Give all the offering you want. It doesn't matter because you've left the word of God.
Yes.
And he just sits back. He'll let you get enough religion to make yourself miserable, and he'll laugh about it. Because the devil don't love you.
That's right.
Anybody figured that out yet?
Yes.
The devil don't love you. He makes a deal, and he doesn't have your good in his intention at all. He's just wanting to destroy you the whole time.
Right.
Samuel shows up right in the Bible. I love it. It's verse 10. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering, as soon as he finally committed to this unbelief that had been in his mind for a while,
right,
he had always had this as a backup plan. If Saul don't show, or Samuel don't show up, I'll take matters into my own hand. And we do that with God. The promise of God's sitting there. If you're sick, if you take the promise of God on your hands and keep your hands off of it and just accept what the word has already said, that you're already healed,
amen,
God will bring it to pass. But the second you think God needs your help,
right,
he ain't going to get it.
Right.
Even if it was the day before,
yes,
the minute before, you've got to endure,
amen,
until God brings it to pass. God's, even though he looks 4 days late, he's always right on time.
Yes.
He was right here. Look, it had to be the same day. Samuel showed up the second he was done offering.
Yes.
Right.
Like I said, he was there on the appointed time, but it was just, you know, a minute till midnight, and Saul was done waiting.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
As soon as he had made an end of the burnt offering, Samuel came. And I wonder what Saul felt like. He does what every man does when he's caught. Start making excuses.
Right.
Start saying the word of God failed and I had to take matters into my own hands and I gave this offering because I was just doing the best I knew how. The people were pressuring me and I wanted to make everyone happy like a good Christian will. You either stay with the word, you either sold out to God, or you're not a Christian.
Amen.
You're either a believer or you're an unbeliever. There's no middle ground for this. Either accept the word the way it's written down, or just deny it and walk away.
Amen.
You say, that's pretty awful. Wouldn't you rather have people in church? Why? I'd rather them, if they're going to be a sinner, just be one.
Right.
Just find, I want you to go out there and find out if the devil really cares about you. If you really want that life. Don't live here mediocrely, right in the middle of, well, I can kind of feed off this and then off this and I feel all right. You're miserable.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus said the same thing in the book of Revelation. I would rather you just be cold or hot. Because then at least I would know if you're really my friend or my enemy. But since you're lukewarm, you make me sick.
Right.
Everyone will be honest. Will say anything that's lukewarm, you hate it.
Amen.
Lukewarm food. Tell me you want to put down some lukewarm food. Anybody want some ice cream that's room temperature? It ain't ice cream no more. It's spoiled milk.
Yeah.
And if you want a nice hot meal, you don't want to wait for an hour and come out and it's just as cold as the room. Why? It makes you sick to your stomach. You weren't made that way because you were made in the image of God.
Amen.
And the way God likes things is the way you're going to like it.
Right.
Hallelujah. We know what the Bible says. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But you can tell this army in Israel, Saul included, had already fainted.
Uh-huh.
They had already given up. That's why they were distressed. Had they really believed God, they wouldn't have mattered if there was a sea of people all around them. They would have known, our God is able to deliver us from this army. We ain't afraid of the devil. And that's when you know a Christian's really got faith. It can look like they're on the deathbed. Cancer's eating them up. It doesn't matter if they've got real, genuine faith. They know the Word of God is true and everything else is a lie.
Amen.
Come on, devil.
Amen.
Bring it on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Say, that's a little proud. Well, tell me when Jesus didn't pull his arms up against the devil.
Right.
You show me where he said, oh, Mr. Devil, this was just too tough for me.
No.
See, if you get your enemies right, you can go all out.
Yes.
You hear me now? If you start making a man your enemy, yeah, you better hold back because you're going to find yourself cutting somewhere you ain't supposed to. But if your enemy is on the devil, which is anything contrary to the Word of God,
amen,
you go all out.
Yes.
That's what Saul should have done here. He should have told those people right to the face, look, shut up.
Right.
God sent us here. God's prophet will be here on time. Quit worrying about it.
Amen.
But he was a big wimp.
Yeah.
Look, to have faith, you've got to have courage.
Amen.
If you're looking for an easy street, you've got the wrong religion. Go be a Buddhist or something where you can just sit and think happy all the time and make yourself. That's just a big delusion.
Yeah.
Because those people die and go to hell. Because you've got to have the Word of God in you. You've got to have eternal life in you, or how can you live eternally?
Yes.
And there's only one source of eternal life. That's God's very own life put into you. What was really the problem, and it went all the way to Saul, his whole kingdom starting, was they were in front of the Word of God. God would already humanize his leadership in Jesus Christ. That was his plan before the foundation of the world. God did not want to be isolated from his people. He wanted to be so close that he could live in his people.
Amen.
And express himself. As John, 1 John says, we've handled the word of life.
Yes.
We've seen it with our eyes. We've handled it with our hands. And we know this God personally.
Yes.
That was his intention the whole time. But Israel couldn't stand the test.
Right.
And they said, we're not going to wait on God to do this. We'll take matters into our own hands. Why? They weren't waiting on the Lord anymore because they were acting in unbelief. They were still waiting. Listen to me now. But they were waiting on something to satisfy their unbelief, and that's why they got nowhere. You tell God how to interpret his word, it won't happen that way. You tell God the way he's supposed to do stuff, it won't happen that way. And none of us are any different. If you're the boss on the job and somebody else comes up and tells you how to do something, you're not going to handle that too well, are you? Why? Because you're the authority figure. And here's the creator. We need a revelation of who we're talking about.
Amen.
This isn't just some thought. This isn't some theology. This is a God that stands here in our midst,
Amen.
Service after service, and declares himself the same. Heals us when we're sick. Saves us when we're lost. Gives us his spirit when we're empty.
Amen.
And we still doubt. We still get flustered. We still act on our unbelief and say, well, if God really wanted me to go to church, he'd give me a revelation. A revelation is faith.
Amen.
I hope this eradicates what you think a revelation is. Revelation is faith because you've taken the word.
Amen.
You believe it, and now it's revealed to you.
Yes.
It's one and the same. A revelation is not apart from faith.
No, it's not.
Most people think that's what it is.
Right.
They don't think they have to believe God without any evidence. They think God has to reveal it to them. And then they can have faith. Well, you've got to recognize the word.
Amen.
Believe it.
Yes.
And then it will become a revelation.
Amen. Exactly.
Which
Hallelujah.
The gates of hell cannot prevail against.
Yes.
I hope this is helping you.
Amen.
Because if you wait on God in unbelief, you will always be waiting. Because God doesn't work in unbelief.
Amen.
Right.
If you're doubting God's promise, I'm telling you right now, it's not coming.
Right.
If you think God lied and he ain't doing his word the way it ought to be and you got a better idea, I'm here to tell you, you'll get no benefits out of obeying the word of God because you don't believe it in your heart.
Amen.
Oh my. I just wish I could make it just so plain because this revolutionizes how we attack things anymore.
Yes.
See, the word is right no matter what. How many can say amen?
Yes.
The word of God is right. Doesn't matter how I feel. Doesn't matter what somebody else says. Doesn't matter if every church in the land backslides from it. It's still true anyways,
Amen.
And I believe it.
Amen.
And if you've got that much intellectual faith, Brother Branham said your mind, that intellectual part is a womb. And you've got to accept the right seed in there or it'll produce the wrong crop.
That's right.
And if you accept a reasoning instead of the word, well, God said he'd heal me, but you know, if it didn't happen this way, I guess I'm just going to always be like this. It should have been this week. I can't wait 2 weeks. Look at how pathetic we are.
Yeah, yeah.
How pathetic are we? Samuel or Saul only had to wait, I think it was 10 days.
Yeah.
He didn't make it 10 days because it doesn't matter how long it is. If you don't believe, you still don't believe.
Right.
We've stacked up the evidence that the resurrection is true for 2,000 years now.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the world believe it? Because they don't have anything in them to believe. That's why I'm thankful today.
Amen.
That's why I would preach someone.
Yes.
Why am I thankful? Because there's something in me that believes the word of
Amen.
God, and the Holy Ghost has come and quickened that thing, and now it lives.
Amen.
And the word don't just stay on the pages and just bore me to death or condemn me to hell every time I read it. I'm a part of this.
Amen.
This word has come off the pages and saved my soul, and I'm a benefactor.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. People get so depressed. Well, you're living in sin. Get in Christ one time. I got no reasons to be sad. I might be the only one in there, but I don't care. It's me and Jesus. I'm having
yes.
a good time.
Hallelujah.
Why? I wait on the Lord because I act in faith.
Amen.
If you've got faith to believe it, you're done waiting. It's time to do it.
Yes.
God has already revealed it to you. That means you've waited on Him because Him and the Word
yes.
is the same.
Amen.
So if the words come, listen to
yes.
me now, and you get, you catch it.
Yes.
You say, that's for me.
Yes.
And you accept it. You've done waited on
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
You're there now.
Yes.
It's time to act in faith.
Amen.
You see how we wait on the Lord, and we wait, and we're waiting on the Lord. Just waiting on the Lord. So I'm just waiting on the Lord. And the whole time you know exactly what God wants you to do, and
right.
you simply won't do it.
Right.
Sinner, it's every time you know you feel that way. I should repent. I did for years. I should stop doing this. I know this is wrong. I knew I should give my heart to God, and I just reason my way out of it all the time. And as long as you accept that seed, that's the one that you can produce.
Right.
You accept a hypocritical revelation that ain't the word of God. The devil's got his revelations too.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, they work in the realms of unbelief, and they will produce.
Yes.
But you're not going to be happy with the crop, I'll tell you that. It'll look pretty. Make you think you'll be happy. Make you think you got peace, and then pull the rug right underneath you and
That's
wreck
right.
your life into pieces. That's right. And some people, it'll be after the tribulation sets in. They're sitting in their luxurious lives. But we know what it says in the book of Revelation. When the judgment strikes, it doesn't matter if he's captain,
yeah.
rich, whatever. They're all going to run for the rocks.
Amen. Yes.
Why? Because God, you can't outdo God. They've even tried to do it in the movie world anymore. They have these ways where man figure out how to get away around God's judgment. I'm sorry, you ain't smart enough.
Right.
That's true.
You want to know how dumb we are? Watch every national disaster and how come it looks like we ain't ready for it.
That's
and it
right.
wipes out everything
yes.
that we spent years on building.
Yes.
It just goes to show you that what we have learned is so minimal to the power of God. You can't build a structure that can survive a tornado.
That's right.
Let me just put it that way. It don't matter how you give me an F5, you build it the best way you want to, it's coming down.
Yes.
You give me the best town you've ever come up with, and everything's just prime, and Danny let an earthquake hit it in the middle, it's gone.
Yeah.
Why? That's the judgments of God that are coming. They're not something a man can stop.
Right.
So that's why we're not intending to try to stop the judgment. We're trying to get out of it.
Amen.
And pull in the soul I can to get out, because that's the only way out of this place.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's backtrack it a little bit here. Let's go back to the very beginning and realize that this is what started the first sin in the whole play. Sin started because someone didn't wait on the word of God.
Amen.
They listened to something else.
Right.
They were in the Garden of Eden. The only word that they had been given to follow was don't partake of that tree. Leave that one alone. And we know the revelation of the hour. I can still talk about it as a tree. That's what the Bible said. But we know what it really was. As long as you got a revelation of the seed of God and the serpent seed, it's sitting right there. But it's still, the Bible calls it a tree, and they said, don't partake of that. And instead, Eve was out by herself, which is where we get in trouble.
Yeah.
We try to leave without the word of God.
Yes.
And it might have been a reasonable, a good reason. You know, Adam was like, well, honey, I feel like going this way. Well, I'll go this way for a little bit. But in her heart, you know, once you leave the word, you know it right now.
Yes.
Something clicks and says, ooh, I probably shouldn't be doing this. But if you run right over the top of that,
yeah.
you're done. The devil's got you.
Right.
Sure.
And that's what the devil knew. We've already went through that. He pulled her aside, got her off the word of God. And all he had to do was sneak in one word.
Right.
Oh, once you eat of it, you'll become gods. You'll know good and evil. It's the greatest thing you could have. He said, but God told us, Eve begins to, she's working on the realms of reasoning, but the word is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still something she can't just bear all the top, there's got to be an excuse to get around the word.
Sure.
It says, well, God told us, if we eat of that, we'll die. And all the devil had to say was, "You shall not surely die."
Right.
See, people most time when they come to church, they're here to get something. They're not here to give anything.
Yes.
Right. See, that's what the devil was presenting is, look, here's all the things you can get from what I'm telling you. But she should have thought, but do I love God? Can I give my love to God? Instead, she forgot about that and said, what's in it for me?
Right.
Oh, I can be wise? I can know good and evil? Oh my, this is so good. You know, devil, I appreciate this. All God told us is what not to do.
Right.
And yet God had given them a place to live, a garden of Eden. You can eat of any oak tree in the garden. You guys have all these animals. You know, you got this wonderful time of fellowship. And I've already promised you that you'll have children.
Yes.
Right.
Be fruitful and multiply. But here comes the devil, probably the day before God was coming to fulfill his word. Because they would have. They had to have.
Yeah.
It was God's word. They had to fulfill it.
Right.
God doesn't lie. When God said Adam and Eve would reproduce, they would.
Right.
But God was going to do it his way. And the devil came and presented his way.
Right.
And Eve accepted it. And that started the ball of death rolling. We understand that the serpent and Eve had a child. It was a renegade from the beginning. A man that talked to God in the face with arrogance.
Yes.
Told him how God was unjust for what he was doing and things like that. And many men are still... We started with the beast. We're heading right back to people that it doesn't matter. You could raise the dead right in front of them and they'll still say, mental telepathy.
Right.
The man was dead. It's just as bad as in the Bible when Lazarus was in the grave four days. People had already forgotten about it that didn't know him personally, right? You saw it in the paper. It's done. That was 4 days ago.
Right.
That's old news.
Sure.
Then Jesus shows up. And all he has to do is say it. Lazarus, come forth. And a man that was dead 4 days. Probably still in his grave. Cause tried to wiggle out of there. But he got out because he was alive.
Amen.
If you read right after that, what did they want to do? Not only were they interested in killing Jesus, they were going to kill Lazarus.
That's right.
How in the world does that make a lick of sense? Here's a man that you know was dead. Everyone knew he was dead. They actually used it as a good ploy against Jesus because, look, here was his friend and he was dying. And look, here's your healer. Didn't even show up. Told you not to believe in him.
Right.
And that's what the devil's saying in this message. You've been waiting 50 years. I told you not to believe this nonsense.
Right.
It ain't going to happen. He'll be the day before and he'll come right after. I guarantee that that's what we're in the season of right now.
Yes.
That door is shutting and it creates a vacuum of air and it's pushing every seed that isn't predestined right out of the way.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I'm already in.
Amen.
You got the faith to know that God has given you the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that you waited on the Lord as long as you had to believe His Word, and then waiting's over.
Amen.
Receive it. And I pray if you're in that situation today, I don't care if it's salvation, I don't care if it's joy, peace, love, if in your mind you can accept that the Word said that Christ has already given this to you,
amen,
you're done waiting on the Lord. He's waiting on you to believe it and apply it now.
Amen. All right.
Hallelujah. They waited one time for the Holy Ghost. How many knows this? They waited one time. It was 10 days. You know why they waited 10 days? Because that was the day God appointed by the Jubilee thousands of years ago that it would have to be 50 days.
Amen.
And they had 10 days to doubt, but they did something different than Saul did. Saul gave up on the word. They said, well, we've already sold out. We might as well just stay up here and we're going to believe it anyhow. They were shaking in their boots, but they weren't listening to that.
Amen.
We think just because there's doubt around that we already defeated. Don't listen to it. I don't care. The devil's on every side. Don't pay him no attention. Be like Elisha.
Yes.
Where you could see the armies all around this place and said, I don't need to worry about this. God sent me here. We're fine.
Right.
And sure enough, you know, his servant boy was sitting there shaking in his boots, but he had enough sense to ask the prophet about it.
Right.
God help us to seek the word of God before we start making calls on what's right and what's wrong. If it's contrary to the word, it's wrong.
Right.
If it's according to the word, you know that's God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, Elisha said, God help this poor boy open up his eyes. And I'm praying the same today. I can't help but see the spiritual blindness all over the place. People shaking, scared, wondering what's going to happen next. If you could just let God one time. And if you have a revelation in your head that you need to hear from God, then there's a God that's here to speak. You're not waiting on Him. He's waiting on you.
Amen.
He said, open this poor boy's eyes so he can see. And Elisha opened up the eyes of Gehazi by the word of God. He looked around and there were chariots of fire everywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's more with us than it's with them.
Amen.
Satan only got a third of the angels. How many knows that?
Amen.
Oh, you're just going to go by sheer numbers. We got twice as much.
Amen.
Let me read you some quotes here, if that's okay today. Spoken words, original seed, 1962. Neither did Eve think she was wrong. Eve thought she was right. You listening today?
Amen.
Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. And if that was a type and this is the anti-type, it'll have to work the same way the type that did. Now, to me, that's just 2 times 2 equals 4. Now, notice what happened to Eve's children. The first one that was born. Now, if God said multiply to his bride, to Adam's bride, and replenish and multiply and replenish the earth, that was God's commission. And she would have done it. And he would. Mixing themselves together. But what happened? When Adam got ready to have her, she was already a mother.
Right.
See what I mean? Now, the same thing has happened to Christ's church, Christ's bride. Now, we're going back farther than that in a minute. Notice, in this bride, what did she do then? Her first child come forth, it was a bastard child. And he was full of death and caused death, and everyone since then is dead. Now you see, it had to be sex. Why are you dying if it wasn't sex? Because if the word of... And let me just keep reading. He actually answers this. When God gave a commission which cannot perish, God's word is eternal and it cannot fail. When he said, multiply and replenish the earth, that was God's eternal purpose. To carry that out, you cannot die.
Right.
Because you're fulfilling the word of God.
Right.
Because it's his word, you have to live. But what did they do? They twisted it.
Yes.
And they brought forth children the way that the devil wanted them to. And that's why the blessing left.
Yes.
And it produced death.
Right.
Oh, it produced a temporal life.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will give you a temporal joy.
Yeah.
A temporal peace. Especially when you leave the word. He'll let you feel good for a while.
Sure.
Right.
He'll let you think everything's going fine. Actually, he'll let you feel like you got a burden lifted off. Because now I can watch TV and cuss and drink and smoke and do whatever I want. It doesn't matter now. It's okay. It's only this long.
Right.
Before you know it, you're in trouble.
Yes.
And it won't just be because of the church. You'll be in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
You'll be in trouble with your friends, with your family. Everything falls apart because that's the devil.
Right.
Amen.
He is one thing. He is a destroyer.
Amen.
Let me keep reading now. If that child had been brought forth right, there had been no death, but she couldn't wait. That's what's the matter today. You want some kind of a phony makeup with screaming and jumping and speaking in tongues or something instead of waiting for the real word of God to be manifest through the bride. Them kind that takes the word is God's true bride bringing forth children. They can't die.
Amen.
A child that the bride brings forth, remember Jesus said, who's my mother? Those that follow the will of God, because
right.
they'll bring forth more children as the
right.
Holy Ghost witnesses through them,
right.
and will bring forth another soul. He
right.
said, who is my mother? Who is my brother that has the same spirit? And who's my sister that has the same spirit? You look it up.
Amen.
How can you bring forth Christ? By getting yourself out of the way and let the Holy Ghost move through you.
Yes.
God gives us these blessings because we are joint heirs with
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Anything Christ does, you're a part of it. How many knows
right.
that?
Yes.
As a Christian,
yes.
the same life that was in Christ is in you now, and we're all given the same credibility.
Yes.
Not because you did it or earned it, because you're a part of Him.
Amen.
I hope that you got to have a revelation for that. You can't have some phony makeup. Let me come down here a little bit. Let me read a different one here. That's what's the matter with Pentecostals today. They're manufacturing something. They can't wait. Oh God. They just can't wait, so they commit adultery. Now listen, this is how this all makes sense. Because the spoken word is the original seed. And the seed is transferred into a womb and it produces a child. And in our mind is a womb. And when we receive the word of God, it's the same as a man and a woman receiving seed. Listen to me now. I have to talk plain for you to understand.
Right.
Is the woman receives the man's seed and brings forth a child that looks like the man.
Right.
God puts his word in the womb of your mind and you accept it and you'll produce the word again.
Right.
But for you to accept another seed, because if you're a Christian, you're already married anyhow.
Amen.
You've been married before the foundation of the world,
yes.
of Christ. You're committing adultery.
Right.
Because you're cheating on your husband.
Amen.
Right.
And God had married, we know that Jehovah had married Israel. I mean, the Bible
sure.
says that. So I've married you. But before he got there, she had somebody else's seed already in her.
Right.
She had believed the devil's lie and worshiped Baal, Ashtaroth, football. Do you know that sports weren't even popular until about 100 years ago? You know why? Because they had enough sense to know that it's just a game. And we just play it, and then we grow up and we become men. And we become women, and we raise our families, and we do a good, wholesome job. Instead, now, it's all about making money. You find me a stable, rich family anywhere. It just goes to show you that the devil don't love you.
Right.
He'll give you anything you want as long as you'll sell out.
Yeah.
And he's got all his temptations. We understand that. But I don't want to give him no credit. I'm tired of giving the devil credit.
Right.
Once we receive the word of God, the devil's defeated.
Amen.
He can't do anything else. That's what's the matter. Let me finish this now. With the Pentecost today, they're manufacturing something. They can't wait. They just can't wait, so they commit adultery. Amen. Tares to manufacture something. What does it bring forth? Like it did the first time. The first bride that couldn't wait, she brought forth death through a bastard born child, which we are all children of. But God came in the flesh to give us another birth.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
To bring back to original sons and daughters of God. See, there you are. The live sperm of Eve never happened. Remember, the woman's seed was supposed to destroy the serpent seed, but it could never reproduce in Eve because she left the Word.
Amen.
She mingled it, kept it away. Instead of Adam coming to her for a bride when the time appointed would be, just like Christ would have come to the group, Christ would have come to His church. He promised to do it. God promised to multiply them, but they had to wait until God's time.
Amen.
That's what's the matter today. They don't wait God's time. They want to get something else. And so the devil has got the wisdom right there to give it to them. Make an organization. Be bigger than the rest of them. Now do you see why I'm against it? Sure, I'm against it with everything that's in me. As long as the Word is in there, it'll always be against it. God is against it. God said He was. That's right.
Amen.
Just couldn't wait. So the sperm of Eve never happened. Hybrid to Satan's lie, his lovely bride become polluted, and so has Christ's bride. The bride, what made her become polluted, Adam's bride now? Because she never stayed with God's Word. And what's happened to this church, and even in what we call the message of the hour, is Satan has been allowed by ministers, by deacons, by trustees, by laity, to come in and plant his seed wherever he wants. To where we go, you know, I should grow my hair out, but I'm done. It's all right. God loves me anyhow. The Word of God told you, sisters, not to do that thing. And He told you not even to pray like that.
Right.
Told you men to lift your hands up, giving God praise at all time. And instead, what do we got? We got our hands down on some phone or something.
Yeah.
Or checking on something else. Instead of lifting our hands and saying, God, I praise your name that I got hands to raise.
Yes.
God, help us to get our focus back on the Word of God. How? You're done waiting on God. He's waiting on you because you just heard that Word go forth. I felt it catch quite a few of you right there. Myself included. Tells the women to dress modestly, wear modest apparel. In the same line, it tells men to pray everywhere.
Yes, it does.
Where are we at then, brothers?
Yeah.
We want to point our own fingers at the sisters all the time. And sure, they need fingers pointing at them too. But we need them also. Anyone that leaves the Word should want the finger pointed right at them and say, show me, God. Put me back on the path, because I know if I'm not on your path, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Amen.
And once you hear the Word, you wait on God when you act in faith.
Amen.
And say, by God, not just by yourself, but something in you that rises up. You men, it rises up and says, you know what? That's exactly right. Lord, I received that Word. And I'm even going to start right now. I'm going to raise my hands to you like I should have all the time.
Sure.
Not going to wait on something else. Hallelujah. Let me read you one more here. Oh, excuse me. Flip the page there. Now you see the seed that she was holding, speaking to Eve, Wisdom versus Faith, 1962. And would have finally become a mother by the will of God through a spoken word. How many believes that?
Amen.
Spoken word is enough to produce anything that God promised.
Yes.
And God promised that they would multiply and replenish the earth. And in the same way He brought Christ, He could have brought every son of God.
Sure.
And never even allowed a son of devil to get here so he could go and be tormented. You see the grace of God.
Yes.
But see, men didn't want that. Man chose his own way. Adam and Eve chose their own way. Eve deceived Adam willingly. And made all this mess, but praise God, a second Adam came.
Amen.
And we don't have to identify with that. If you can be born again of the Spirit of God, you're not anything to do with the first creation. You're back in the original again.
Amen.
In the Word of God that cannot fail.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Now you see, the seed that she was holding would have finally become a mother by the will of God through a spoken word. She would have finally become a mother, but she couldn't wait. Went into that. Now see then, as soon as she did that, accepted wisdom with the Word, and wisdom was contrary to the Word. You understand? Say amen.
Amen.
If wisdom is with the Word, and proves to be with the Word, and the Word produces itself by the same thing, then it is the Word. But if wisdom is against the Word, and not with the Word, but trying to find something to add to it, or take from it, it's of the devil. Amen. And Holy Ghost seeds of the Bible cannot grow in the atmosphere of wisdom.
Why?
You're trying to wait on God with wisdom, you'll never find Him because He's actually there the whole time and you can't see Him. But if you wait on God by faith, knowing the faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's not imaginary. It's something you must possess. And if you don't think you got it, you need to find one place that's down on your knees crying and begging to God, because without God, you'll never have the faith you need to get out of here.
Amen.
Right.
It's not your faith. It's not a mental faith. It's got to be something beyond that.
Sure.
Let me show you what Brother Branham says. He said, they knew that no man could truly believe unto eternal life in the righteousness of God apart from the measure of the faith of the Lord Jesus Himself.
Why?
See, we've got to get out of the picture as far as the flesh, the carnal man, our abilities, that all needs to die.
Amen.
We need to find ourselves in Christ with His potentials, His ability, and His faith.
Amen.
And Christ never denied the Word. Not one time. As today's church is filled with mental believers, listen now, who endorse the virgin birth, the shed blood, going to church and taking communion, and are not reborn at all, even so in that age was the same problem. Human faith wasn't enough then, and it's not enough now. It takes the very faith of the Son of God to drop into a man's heart so that he can receive the Lord of glory into the temple not made with hands. This was a living faith.
Amen.
I live by the faith of the Son of God. Paul did not say that he lived by faith in the Son of God. It was the faith of the Son of God that had been given him life and keeping him living in Christian victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. Let me keep reading there. And Holy Ghost seeds of the Bible cannot grow in the atmosphere of wisdom. That kills every seminary in the country. That knocks the holes right out through them, punctures them, and the judgment flows in. That's right. It certainly does, see, because the Word cannot grow with wisdom. Worldly wisdom won't do it. Eve was to believe the Word as it was given to her.
Yes.
That's right. She wasn't to listen to anybody else say anything about it. Just the way it was given to her, that's the way she was supposed to believe it. There had never been a death if she had believed that.
Amen.
That's right. And a man or a woman that will take God's Word just the way it's given to us, hold it the way God said it, it's life.
Amen.
Right.
But to mix some wisdom of some organization, you die right there, just like it did in the first. That's the seed. That's the way it acted the first time. That's the way it'll act every time. It always has. God permit, we'll prove it through the Bible this morning. That's the very way that it can grow, is to separate itself from all reasonings or anything else and just believe the Word. Eve was supposed to take it just the way God gave it to us. And in this day, God promised in His Word how He would bring the Word to this age. And that was through Malachi 4. And I'm not afraid to say it. That was the man, William Branham. And his ministry by the Holy Ghost was set. And that's the way God said He'd speak it to us. For us to tell God to do it a different way, you're a hypocrite. You tell me you can go listen to Joel Osteen and get life. It's that. Benny Hinn and get life. It's death, because it's not the pure Word of God. It's been indoctrinated.
Amen.
You find me where the prophet left the Word of God. I challenge anyone that wants to come against this message. Show me another man that's manifested the power of God like this.
That's right.
I don't even come in his shadow and what God has even done in my ministry. But if I can be just a doormat, God, let me be a doormat in your house. I believe this word. I believe it with all my heart. The same signs that followed him follows this group of believers now. And without that ministry, what would we believe? What would there be to believe? We're not to question God the way he brought his word. You can do that sitting here right now.
Sure.
Say maybe some other man. Maybe Brother Donnie was here. We get the word the right way. But because Brother Andrew, we're going to miss something. If you don't like the way God brings you the word, it goes to show there's something wrong
That's
in you.
Right.
Amen.
Because the word is not the man.
That's right.
It's
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read you a quote about the bride. How many of those are part of the bride of Christ?
Amen.
See, that's what we got to get.
Yes.
That's what we got to get. Where I ain't trying to brag or boast. I just know that I know that I've met the Creator.
Amen.
And he did something to me.
Amen.
And he took my soul from the wretch that I was in sin and shame and changed me. You know, when I received the Holy Ghost, I wasn't waiting on God. God was waiting on me.
Right.
Why? I was afraid to act in faith.
Yes.
To step out there and realize that this is a risk as far as my flesh goes.
Right.
I might not like the way this feels.
Right.
I might not like the thoughts that I'll have about this,
yeah,
but someone on the inside said, I believe it anyhow,
yes,
and I'm
amen.
Stepping forward.
Sure.
Yes.
I've got a lot of pride. I've done a lot of good things according to my eyes, but I've got enough sense to realize I need to repent.
Yes.
Get down and get serious with God, and God's there.
Amen.
That's how long you need to wait on God, just as soon as you know it's His Word.
Yes.
And we know what the Bible told us, to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And here we got a six-year-old, I believe. Is that right?
Five.
Testifying against anyone that won't come and be humble enough to give their lives to Christ.
Yes.
Sure.
It's a shame, but I pray we all accept that.
Yes.
We don't find ourselves in the right place. Now the bride, she's a different class. Now look, we're not waiting on the bride to be manifested. The word's already going forth.
Amen.
Only believes that.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm trying to get us. But now, what are you waiting on for you to act in faith?
Yes.
That you've received the word. And you believe the word. You said you were part of the bride. We'll receive that. What does that mean then? Let me read you a quote that usually scares a lot of people, but let me bring the truth of it. Exposition of Seven Church Ages. This is in the Church Age book. Chapter 5. Those in the bride do only His will. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still.
Amen.
They know that it has to be God in them doing the works, fulfilling His own word. He did not complete all His work while in His earthly ministry, so now He works in and through the bride. How many believes that?
Amen.
And what happens then? As many Christians cripple themselves because they say, well, do I really have thus saith the Lord? Or should I stay still? And yet, everything that's coming through your head, you know, go pray for that sister. Yeah, that's the devil. Please, somebody explain this to me.
Right.
But look, how many times you listen to Satan reason you right out of that? Say, go pray for that sister. Go pray for that brother. Go claim that loved one.
Yeah.
And then the devil come and talk you right out of it because you think, well, maybe that wasn't really thus saith the Lord. Maybe that was me.
Wow.
Well, here you go. Check it out with the Word of God. If it's according to the Word, and that is everything I just said is a promise of God.
Amen.
When is those promises supposed to be given? In this age.
Yeah.
So you got those checked out. Check your motives. Are you trying to show off or something to make yourself more spiritual, or do you genuinely care about that person? And if you can feel that love begin to move, you have the saith the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
And you know what? The bride always has the saith the Lord.
Amen.
See, I'm going to go on the same page and read the paragraph before this just to prove it to you. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first shown Him by the Father, John 5:19. The harmony is now to exist between the groom and His bride. He shows her His word of life. She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride.
Yes.
As it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what He wants done with the word. She performs the command of the word in His name, for she has, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Now that is what we need to apply to
Amen.
Our lives.
Yes.
That when God moves on you, and look, I believe this is why the gifts only manifest as often as they do. Because we think, well, do I really have the same Lord? Or is this me a little bit? If your intention's right, you know God's moving on you, and you believe the Word of God, you let it loose.
Yes.
Act in faith. That's how long you need to wait on God until the revelation comes that you know there's something here. I've already told you the time I missed it, but I'll say it again. Well, there's Tori, that's right. Brother Taz's daughter there. We were at Brother Cam's church, and at the end of the service, she got up and spoke in tongues, and it wasn't just praising or anything. I mean, this took over the service. And God told me I could interpret it. He told me to interpret it, and I told him I was scared and didn't do it. And you just felt the Spirit of God just swoosh right out of that place. Why it grieved him. Mm-hmm. Now you see why I didn't want to give up this last Sunday, because I know it happens. I've been there. Mm-hmm. Shortly thereafter is when I had it happen again, and you just know it. There's no way to, you can't use reasoning. It's by faith. God, you placed this gift in my life. I've seen it work before. I've done it. And most times people do it in their own prayer closet and don't even realize it.
Yeah.
That the Holy Ghost is trying to get them to realize He wants to use them.
Sure.
Yes. Why? Because they're waiting on God and waiting on God, but too afraid to take a step of faith.
Amen.
You wait on God as long as you need to. And then once you know it's God, you step forward.
Amen.
There could be gifts of healing in this place you're too afraid to use because you think somebody might think you're getting out of line.
Why?
Maybe all you had to do was go lay hands on somebody and they got well, and you're waiting for Brother Andrew to do it.
Right.
Are you the bride of Christ? Then you have thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You don't need thus saith Andrew.
Right.
You need thus saith the Lord. I don't want you to follow me as a man. Paul said the same thing. He said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
So when Paul was talking about his flesh and doing wrong and stuff like that, I don't think he was telling him, yeah, follow me. When I make a mistake, make sure you follow me and help me out, and we'll all go the wrong way together. No. Follow me as I follow Christ. I'm a human being like the rest of you. I'm trusting the grace of God like any man, but I also know I'm a part of the bride of Christ, and I've received a commission. I've heard from my theophany. I've heard the word of this hour, and the prophet already told us what the Bible already said. There would be a bride without spot or wrinkle, with all nine spiritual gifts in operation, with the life of God flowing through each person, to where the devil don't know what to do with us, and that's where we're supposed to live. To set the bar any lower is to be a hypocrite.
Amen.
We read all the quotes we want to about how we're predestined and all these things, but look, mano y mano, right? Put up or shut up.
Right.
Either get up and fight for God, be willing to take a step of faith, or just get out of the fight because you're holding everybody else back.
Amen.
But I'm here to encourage you if you'll just act in faith.
Amen.
How? Because you believe this to be the Word of God. I pray you believe what I've said today is the Word of God.
Amen.
And you can accept it for yourself that God is speaking this to me personally. And if you can accept that, then you've received the right seed.
Amen.
And it comes down into your heart, where the Holy Ghost quickening power is there.
Yeah.
And all it takes is you to take a step of faith.
Right.
If you're sick, take that step. I ain't going to be sick no more.
Right.
Yeah.
Shoulder hurts, take that step of faith. It ain't going to hurt no more.
Amen.
Tell the devil whose side you're on.
Right.
You depressed, say, nope. Devil come and tell you you're going to be more depressed. No, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy because Jesus saved my soul.
Yeah.
I feel great because He delivered me of it. You ain't got peace and you're all distressing. No, I ain't no fear today. Why? Because you received the Word. I ain't telling you to fight by intellectual faith. I'm telling you the Word is the promise that you're taking and applying.
Amen.
And that's the difference. That means life and death.
Yes.
If it just stays in your mind, you believe in God like the devil does.
Yep.
Intellectual faith. He knows the devil exists. He watched him kick him out of everything that he's trying to get into and beat him every time he's turned. And here we are fretting about the devil. Don't worry about the devil. Fear Him that can soul send body in hell or body and soul into hellfire. Well, this ain't the devil. The devil can't do that. How many knows that?
Right.
Only God can.
Right.
But if you know this God personally, you've received a revelation that you're His bride. He's given you the Holy Ghost. He's given you a new life. Why are you afraid to take His word?
Right.
Why?
Because you're listening to the wrong thing.
Yes.
Many times Christians, they'll work in the realms of reasoning, and any time you do that, you're wrong. You're always wrong. When the faith comes in your heart to believe, that's what you're to act upon.
Right.
That's when God has opened, thus saith the Lord, to you as an individual. And we'll go and talk to Brother So-and-so about it. He might not have a revelation of it.
That's right.
Why? Because it's not for him. It's for you. You know, I witness this way. I better talk to Brother Andrew and make sure we do it the same way. That don't matter.
Right.
Well, if I speak in tongues like this and this is how it happens with me, maybe I should talk to them and make sure. None of that matters. Gifts and callings without repentance. There's different administrations. There's different gifts. There's different operations. But it's all the same Spirit.
Yes.
If you just yield yourself to God and actually talk to Him.
Amen.
Uh-huh. That's where we fail.
Yeah.
We talk to everyone but God about
That's
it.
Right.
Because we think we're making it up when we talk to God.
Uh-huh.
We're just here to pray some religious thing. And maybe He'll speak back. And He can use brothers and sisters. Absolutely. But you receive the Holy Ghost for a reason.
Yes.
So He can be with you everywhere.
Amen.
And speak to you anytime
yes.
you need to have an answer.
Amen.
And He's more than willing to
yes.
do that. Actually, that's what He wants to
yes.
do. He's like any good father, wants to supply every need He can for
yes.
His children. You ain't bothering Him.
Amen.
You,
right.
ain't you know what frustrates God? When you don't believe
yes.
Him.
Right.
Exactly. When you're waiting on Him, sitting in your unbelief, thinking that the promise ain't going to happen. That's what makes God upset.
Right.
Yes.
Because how many times has He shown you He's loved you?
Amen.
Yes.
How many times He healed you when you're sick?
Amen.
How many times He paid the bills when you didn't have a
yes.
job?
Sure.
And yet we still think He hates us. We still think we got to earn His favor. He either loves us or He don't. And I believe the cross already showed me He loves me.
Yes.
Let me read you one more, and I'm going to close on this. I know thy works. This is the Pergamum Church Age again. If a man fears that he might not please God, then let him fulfill the word. If a man wonders if he'll hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, let him fulfill the word of God in his life, and assuredly he will hear those words of praise. The word of truth was the criterion then, and is the criterion now. There isn't another standard. There isn't another plumb line. As the world is going to be judged by one Christ Jesus, even so it's going to be judged by the Word. If a man wants to know how he's making out, let him do as James suggested. Look into the mirror of God's Word. And that's what we're here to do today. Brother Branham said in the Church Age book that Mark 16 in action is the true church. All else is false.
Amen.
And as an individual believer, you have to look into the mirror of God's Word yourself. And say, am I a believer?
Yeah.
Do I believe every word of God? Do I believe that the sick are still healed? Do I believe the dead are still raised? Do I believe that God has given us the perfect interpretation of the word of God? Do I believe that God, I don't have to live in sin, but God has changed me and molded a new character in me, and I am predestinated
Amen.
To be in the image of Jesus Christ?
Yes. Amen.
You've got to find yourself there. There's no one else to look in the mirror for you, because it'll look different.
Because
yes. we're all... We're all an attribute of God, but we've all got our little differences.
Right.
And you try to look. See, that's what we try to do. We try to do one of these, don't we? I'll compare it to, you know, Brother Gage over there, and I don't quite look like him. So I must be wrong. If you stay on the Word of God, what God has made you, by grace I am what I am.
Amen.
And God, I'm going to be what you want me to be.
Amen.
I'm going to obey your Word with all my heart.
Yes.
And you're done waiting on the Lord. You've received. He's opened the Word to you.
Yes.
All He's waiting now is for you to believe it. Let's stand together today. Thank you, Lord. Hey, that way. Yeah. You don't know it's number 7 in a little box. They shall not. Shall mount up with wings as today. And the Holy Ghost, see each one eyes closed, reverence to God's presence that's here amongst us now. Thank you, Father. You're a believer, yield yourself like never before. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I had to wait 10 days for the word to be fulfilled in the book of Acts. But after that was fulfilled, they that believed received the Holy Ghost. Right then and right there. You've heard the word go forth today. Do you believe that? The days of waiting on God are over for applying the word to your life. The word's come forth. It's been spoken time and time again. Is there anyone here who needs salvation? You know deep down, you trust in yourself. You trust in that you're, you know, maybe a pretty good fella, decent woman. You ain't done nothing too bad. You ain't killed anybody or something. And, you know, God will let me go to heaven. It didn't work that way. Every soul that's here, because of sin, deserved to go to hell. For those that can have enough faith to trust that Jesus Christ died in their place, God has borne witness to that and given them the Holy Ghost. The lives will complete. Hallelujah. Without anyone looking around, this is a sacred moment right now. One that would raise their hand and say, God, that's me today. I find in my soul something lacking. Don't be worried about anybody else. Nobody else looking around. Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Not an atmosphere of wisdom now, an atmosphere of faith. That God, you showed me this so that you could help me. Bless you, sister. Hallelujah. Love that sincerity. Praise his glorious name. Say thank you, Lord. Those of you that have confessed it, you made it right with God. And confess his word, then you don't have to stay that way. The word's come, it's going to mold your heart, and it is right now. You receive it to your mind, but say, God, I'm planting it into my heart in the name of Jesus Christ, that when Satan comes, I've got something to feed him with every time, every place, anywhere. God bless you. Thank you, Father God. For those that are Christians, you receive salvation. Have you been down? You've been living wrong? You've been reasoning with the devil and he's taught you all kinds of things. The blood's still here. Joy's still here. You might have lost some joy, but you still have your salvation. You're still his son. You're still his daughter. He's already witnessed that by giving you the Holy Ghost. He said, Lord, can you fill me anew today? With power from on high. With joy unspeakable and full of glory. That would take away any unbelief, Father, that would just let me quit putting my hands to your promises and just receive it. Receive it the way you said. God bless you, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Hands all over this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe in faith. Apply it right now. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for filling me anew. We've got to get to the point where we don't imagine things, but we know it by faith in our souls that God's done a work today in me. And I'm not going to be the same tomorrow. But I've got something that's happened by the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Believe it now for yourselves. It's your promise, children. God paid a lot to give this back to you. It was always yours. You're his child. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. I'm going to pray here for you with those that raised their hands, those that even didn't need. God knows each soul that's here. But I want you to pray. You be sincere. You speak it over with God. If you believe he's still the same, then the God that's heard us before will hear us again. You pray your own way with all your heart. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for the word that's come, the revelation you've given us of the truth, how you've eradicated every room for doubt, every place the devil used to be able to hide. Lord, you've brought the light and you've shined it and you've exposed it. And I believe you've even done the same today in our individual lives, exposed the devil. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that every influence of him our enemy, that wicked one, would be destroyed by the word that's come forth today. That the Holy Ghost that's here would be able to penetrate into the soul of every person and seal each one into and until the day of redemption, that the devil could never take it away again. Grant it to each one, Lord. For those that have been sealed, Father, may we burn on fire like never before. May we quit waiting in unbelief. And may we wait in faith that when the word comes into our hearts, we'll act upon it, knowing that you brought the word to us to fulfill it. Grant it to each one that's here, Lord. Lord, and as the atmosphere feels just perfect right now with your spirit here, Lord, I feel like anything's possible because I know you're God. I'm going to offer, Lord, an altar up here, but I pray that your spirit would arise right here in this place and every person that's here. Lord, if they're doubting and they're like Thomas saying, Lord, I just got to see something. Lord, they shouldn't have doubted in the first place, but Lord, you were mindful of Thomas and you went and you met him. And you told him, touch my hands, feel my side, and see the wounds that were given for you. Thomas knew and said, my Lord and my God. I pray, Lord, if there's anyone that would even need that special touch, that you would do that thing for them, that they can believe the Word of God. If there's anything in them to believe the Word of God, may it be quickened today by the Holy Ghost, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in his presence now. I just want to have an altar call. I don't care what your need is. If you'd like to come forward and have prayer, I'm going to open the altar up to you. If there's any needs out there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Got a few needs here. Is there anyone else? Thank you, Father. Bless each one. Thank you, Jesus. Come believing. If you don't have a need, will you believe right there for your brother and sister right now? You pray. You believe like never before. And we've prayed for this 100 times. Don't worry about that. It's already a done word. Believe it today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray with these children here. Somewhere else, but Lord, you saved him. I believe there's a purpose for that. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, don't destroy my brother anymore, but may he have clear vision of what you saved him for a reason, Lord, and use it. Father, may his family see his life and know that he's a Christian and that something's happened, Lord. And you've been so good and faithful to him, Lord, and merciful as you have been to all of us, Lord. How you you kill ourselves, the ball of fire, but Lord, you spare us by mercy. We thank you for it. Lord, thank you for staying with my brother. We pray you bless him. First, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
And let God have his way. I'll let go and let God have his wonderful way. Let go and let God have his way. Your sorrows will vanish. Your night today. Let go.
Let's just let go.
Let God.
Let's worship him. It's already done. Let's praise him for it. Fall in love with him all over again.
Let go.
Is my God. great.